A Jewish Journal article. Wisconsin DSA calls for Bowman to be expelled over voting for Israel aid. The Wisconsin Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, called for the National DSA chapter to expel Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, over his recent vote to provide aid to the Israeli government. In an October 30 open letter, Wisconsin DSA accused Bowman of being unfit to be a DSA member, citing his July 28 vote to allocate $3.3 billion toward Israeli military aid and September 23 vote to provide $1 billion in Iron Dome funding. In last summer's bombing campaign, the Israeli state murdered at least 256 Palestinians, including 66 children, destroyed residential building complexes, and displaced over 72,000 people. Bowman's votes allow these crimes to continue and extend further. The letter also pointed to Bowman commemorating the late former Secretary of State Colin Powell as an inspiration. These comments legitimize one of the top architects of the criminal invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, who in turn is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Afghans and Iraqis, the plight of countless refugees, and the many working-class veterans killed, disabled or driven to suicide, Wisconsin DSA wrote. They concluded their letter arguing that career aspirations should not be allowed to compromise DSA's strong stance of support for Palestinian national liberation, and that Bowman's further association with DSA would only serve to misrepresent our politics as democratic socialists and move us away from our political goals. Jacob Kornbluh, senior political reporter for The Forward, tweeted that a spokesman for Bowman declined to comment on the matter. "Don't hold your breath," Kornbluh wrote. Bowman seems to have developed a good working relationship with the pro-Israel community while maintaining his credibility with progressives. The Simon Wiesenthal Center, SWC, tweeted, "There was a reason why the Dem Socialists Party of America earned a spot in SWC top 10 anti-Semites last year. Their brand of socialism has no place for the Jewish state and they demonize anyone daring to support Israel." Alex Zeldin, a columnist for The Forward, tweeted, "I am personally thrilled that the DSA wants to make their tent smaller. Adopt their best ideas and ignore their dumbest ones, as Bowman is doing here." Writer Melissa Bronstein also tweeted, "Leftist anti-Semitism isn't subtle. Bowman was elected in 2020, ousting longtime incumbent pro-Israel Democrat Elliot Engel. Bowman joined Representatives Ilhan Omar, DMN, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Rashida Tlaib, DMI, in what's known as the squad of staunchly progressive Democrats in Congress.